You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Elizabeth Roche. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, 63, and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, 60, were among 9 people killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday. Mint looks at the implications of Raisi's death for India and the wider region. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Who was Ibrahim Raisi? Raisi was a hardliner who won Iran's 2021 presidential polls that saw the lowest ever turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Raisi was on the US sanctions list for several charges, including his role in the mass execution of thousands of political prisoners in 1988 at the end of the Iran-Iraq War. He was a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the 85-year-old supreme leader, and an expected one of several contenders tipped to replace him. From Prosecutor General of Tehran in 1994 to Chief Justice of the country, Raisi had worn many hats. At another level, under Raisi, Iran enriched uranium to nearly weapons grade. What are the implications for India? A week ago, India and Iran signed a 10-year deal to develop the Chabahar port. The port was expected to boost prospects for regional trade between India, Central Asia, Russia, and possibly Europe. Though first proposed by India in 2003, progress on the port was slow due to US sanctions on Iran because of its suspect nuclear program. With Raisi's death, the port development could slow as Iran takes time to focus on its internal matters. There could also be some impact on the global oil markets given Iran is an important producer. Any increase in the price of oil could affect the Indian economy. What happens next within Iran? According to news reports, first Vice President Mohammad Mokhber, 68, was confirmed president by Ayatollah Khamenei. A panel comprising Mokhber, the Speaker of Parliament and the head of the judiciary, must now arrange an election for a new president within 50 days. Internal stability will be a big focus for Tehran in the days to come. What will Raisi's death mean for West Asia? Not much, as it is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and supreme leader who look after foreign policy. Tensions spiked after Iran's consulate in Syria was bombed. Iran fired a volley of missiles at Israel, which retaliated by targeting Iran's Isfahan province that hosts a uranium enrichment plant. These tensions are unlikely to diminish, especially if Iran elects another hardliner in place of Raisi. Analysts say that is a probability, if Tehran concludes that its security threats are mounting. How will it affect ties with the West? If a hardliner replaces Raisi, ties are unlikely to improve. Iran's ties with the West are rocky over its suspect nuclear program and its support to groups such as Hamas and Houthis. Talks with the West on removing sanctions over Iran's nuclear program stalled during Raisi's term. India's ties with Iran have been impacted by Western sanctions, especially those impacting its financial and oil sectors. Tensions with the West also rose after the 2022 death of Mahsa Amini, detained for wearing a loose headscarf. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.